So this week we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. This is actually our next Catholic Essentials that we're kind of going on these different themes. And so we're going to be talking about the Holy Family or family the next few weeks. In our current culture, it can be challenging for young adults to navigate a healthy understanding of their sexuality. There's a lot of media and material that is pretty much readily available, and which portrays the human body as an object, a sexual object, as a thing to be used to get attention, to get pleasure, to compare oneself to others. And this has led both men and women to have a poor self-image of themselves, particularly of their bodies. For those who are trying to live the Catholic teaching on human sexuality, it has also created a lot of confusion or maybe even self-hatred at times. Sometimes young people are fearful of learning about the goodness of their bodies, or that there can be this confusion or distortion that takes hold in someone's life. It plays out in a sort of general idea that the soul or the spirit is good, but the body is bad. And this is sort of a resurfacing of an old and ancient false teaching. It's not the Catholic way of looking at it. It's not the Catholic teaching. We teach that the spirit is good and the body is good. They're both good. God created our bodies to be beautiful, and because our culture tells us that our bodies should look a certain way, we can feel anxiety about how we don't match that perfect body image. And on the other hand, because we are told in our church that pornography and premarital sex and other sexual acts are not good, it can be confusing. What is good? What is bad? Yes, there are many bad things. There are many harmful things and dangerous things and ways of behaving and thinking about our bodies. But there's also a lot of good things, a lot of beautiful things about how we are created. We are made for good, and we are made for communion with one another. Learning about our bodies, how to care for them, how they function in a healthy way, and the gift of our sexuality, and how to share that gift with a spouse someday, these are important things to learn and to understand. Now, unfortunately, recently in our church, I would say in general, we haven't spent much time talking about the goodness of our bodies or our sexuality. As a church, we're not, I don't know, I guess it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about, I don't know. So we have a wealth of knowledge to share, but so often the message has been about all the things that are bad and the things that we shouldn't do. And therefore people often feel that the church's message when it comes to sex is, no, no, don't do it. Don't think about it, whatever, I don't know. So in reality, the church speaks a resounding yes. But that yes is qualified in that the church wants us to be educated about our fertility and our sexuality in such a way that they are lived in freedom, that they bring joy, not shame, that they bring life and not hurt or use, that the pleasure that comes from the sharing of the intimacy of the sexual embrace is not simply a recreational activity done on the sly here and there, but rather an integral part of a healthy marriage. The church has always taught this, and this teaching has been greatly assisted, I would say, by St. John Paul II's Theology of the Body. At the heart of it, Theology of the Body is about understanding the gift of ourselves and how we are to share that gift in whatever vocation we live and whatever stage we are in that vocation. It's rooted in this truth that we are created with dignity and that we are created for communion with one another. Our bodies are part of the way we communicate to one another. Not just through sex, but also in the kinds of ways, many other kinds of ways. So it's a huge topic, a huge area that could be discussed, and we can't cover it all today, so I'd like to look at one little area that is greatly misunderstood, and yet I would say has great potential to change a person's life if they understand it properly. So there's an area in the field of women's health that is important for us as Catholics to understand. We need to understand fertility. I know. Grown, right? Oh, the priest is going to talk about something he doesn't know anything about. Well, give it a chance. Let's hear it out, and then you can decide if it's helpful. So women, your bodies are a mystery, right? You are different than us men. On the hormonal level, you are a different person every day of the month, and as a man, it's not something that I've experienced, and sometimes we get a little confused. Yesterday there was no problem with this. Why is this a problem today? Nothing's changed. What's the deal? You know, we don't always get it. And so, men, we do have to have patience. We have to understand the gift and the mystery of the woman and respect that. There's great importance that we, you know, come to understand that and have that awareness. Not only if we're married, but even if we're celibate or not married yet, to understand this awareness of the women in our life. So fertility is a gift, but each one of the sexes experiences fertility differently. If everything is working properly, men are fertile all the time, meaning once they have hit puberty, they have the capability or the capacity to become fathers. Women's fertility changes from day to day, during the month, and as she ages. Both are a gift, both need to be understood. So there's something called natural family planning. Perhaps you've heard that term, aka also known as NFP. That's the term we're going to use here, just to shorten it a little bit. It's the science, I would say, or maybe you might call it more of an art, of understanding our fertility, in particular the woman's fertility. There are a bunch of different methods that have been developed to track, as it were, the woman's fertility. Different methods are better for different couples, depending on what the particular situation is. If a woman is just trying to understand her own fertility and get in touch with it, maybe something like the FEM method would be good. Or a couple that struggle to conceive, maybe the Creighton method would be better for them. It sort of depends on where things are at. There are a lot of different methods, and it can be a little confusing, especially if you've heard other people say, well, we tried all that and it didn't work, or the rhythm method or whatever, that's a different thing. But again, I'm not going to get into all of that. It's challenging sometimes to understand the difference between all of the different methods out there. So if you're looking for some guidance on that, in the bulletin this weekend, there's a little handout, has some information about fertility methods, tracking fertility methods rather, so NFP methods. So you might look at that if that's something that you're looking into and you're trying to discern, how do I do that? Which one is best? So I don't want to spend time on the science of how it works. I want to talk about why this is what the church advocates for those who are trying to get a handle on their fertility and who want to live within the natural beauty of how God created our bodies. The secular culture tells women to take a pill, to get an IUD. It tells them, or couples, to contracept. The basic message is your fertility needs to be fixed. It needs to be stopped. It's a problem. It needs to be suppressed or blocked. There's a problem with that, with the contraceptive mindset. It tells us that there's something wrong with how our bodies are made and naturally work. Fertility becomes the enemy. It needs to be controlled or blocked or even destroyed. We are told that by taking control of our fertility, we gain freedom. Freedom for what, though? Recreational sex, sex without consequences, sex without relationship or commitment, or without stability in our lives. But all of that is a big lie. And it leads to brokenness for men and women. Because we think we can be free to engage in behavior that is dangerous and that will end up getting us hurt. This might not be news to you, but it's true. Sex outside of marriage always leads to us getting hurt, though it may take a while for that to become apparent. And that doesn't mean that it's not pleasurable, or that it doesn't mean something, or that it's meaningless, but it always leads us to getting hurt when we take sex outside of marriage. You want evidence for that? Look around the world, and look at those who have embraced the ideas about liberated sex and the freedom that the contraception mandate or idea brings. Now, we could get into a lot of more discussions about why sex outside of marriage is devastating and harmful, but again, I want to keep the focus on the good news about how fertility works and how NFP, natural family planning, can help couples cooperate with their bodies and live in a healthy relationship, and at the same time, try in some way to have a share in how they live their fertility. So couples who are in the childbearing years, particularly those who are newly married, oftentimes are trying to control their fertility. Sometimes they aren't open to children at all. Sometimes they just want a couple children, the socially acceptable two. Or other times couples are, you know, initially open to having lots of children, but then after a few, they're kind of like, oh my gosh, this parenting thing is a lot harder than I thought. And they get a little worried and they find themselves feeling overwhelmed and challenged. Whatever the mindset of the couple has been, it is often the case that at some point in their marriage, they end up with an unexpected pregnancy or the prospect of having another child when they aren't really open to it, at least at first. That can leave a couple feeling frustrated anxious, fearful about their fertility. The secular culture offers contraception or abortion as a solution. Is that a good solution? It gives the semblance of control, but at what cost? And how effective is it really? These scenarios could have played out differently if the couples understood their fertility and become familiar with NFP, natural family planning, of how it can help them. NFP is more of a lifestyle, I would say, than simply a method of controlling fertility. It requires communication between the spouses. It requires an understanding of the woman's body. It requires regular attentiveness to the signs of the body, which tell about fertility. It also requires periods of abstaining from the sexual embrace if you're trying to avoid pregnancy, or if a couple is trying to achieve pregnancy, some planning which can make this act seem a little artificial. So it's not simply a science to be applied, it's a way of living where the couple enters into this mystery of the body and how it works. Fertility is a gift. Cooperating with the way God made our bodies will lead a couple into a different way of approaching their intimacy. This is the goal of NFP. It will promote a team approach to openness to children and fertility. It will allow the couple to have an understanding of each other. It will require periods of abstinence, which helps the couple, I would say, explore other areas of showing love and intimacy. And this is especially the case for the husband, I would say, because it teaches him to respect and reverence the wife and her body, particularly once they've had children or are having children. It allows the woman to live her natural cycle rather than being on medication, which tried to block her biological rhythm. This will allow her to be more herself. Not to mention, it prevents and preserves her from all the side effects that come with contraceptives. If you want a fascinating look at this and understanding it better, I would encourage you to listen to Janet Smith's talk titled Contraception, Why Not? Which can be accessed by the QR code at the bottom of the second handout there. This other handout talks about why contraception is maybe not the best thing and gives some insights into that. So you might look at that if that's something you want to know more about, or you have somebody in your family that you want to share that with. Natural family planning is very effective for couples trying to avoid pregnancy when done properly. That's the key word, because lots of couples don't have a lot of success initially with it because they don't understand it very well. But it depends on a lot of factors. How regular is the woman's cycle? How good is the couple at reading the signs of the cycle? Are they properly trained in understanding that? This is why it's important to understand the right method and how it might suit the right couple and what they're working towards. It's also why the couple should practice this always, so that they are aware of their fertility. And if they have been charting for years, maybe even before they were married, it will allow them to get assistance if they do have trouble conceiving or if they are having changes or challenges in their intimate life. NFP, when lived properly, should help the couple have a stronger marriage because they will be in constant conversation about how their lives are going. And their sexual intimacy will be tied to the rest of their lives rather than this separate little box that they aren't really having be integrated into the rest of their lives. Now, I understand this might seem a little overwhelming. It might be a little uncomfortable to hear about, especially from the priest. Sorry. Who else is going to talk about it? I don't know. But if we learn about our bodies and how they work, how God created them, and learn to reverence and respect this aspect of who we are, that's a game changer in how couples will relate, how they live their marriage, and how they share in the procreative act with God. The church offers us a great amount of assistance in understanding our fertility and living it in union with how God calls us to live it, rather than trying to suppress it. Now, if this is new or upsets you, or maybe you're thinking, Father, this doesn't apply to me anymore or ever has applied to me, okay, great. Pray for those who it does apply to, or think about those around you who might need to hear the good news about this. Today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, I would encourage you, especially those who are married, especially those who are in their childbearing years, to talk about your fertility, your intimacy. Ask yourselves the question, are we happy with how things are going? If not, why not? Maybe take a look at what NFP is and try to understand the beauty of our bodies and how the Lord invites us to honor and reverence each other both in body and in soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.